You're tuning in to Taco Tuesdays with Nutso and Chuck the Rap Star, brought to you by NerdReviews.com. So without further review, let's taco about it.
Hey, welcome to Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Yes, welcome. Yes, welcome. We have our guest back. His name is Big P.
Big P.
Taco Tuesday.
That's right. Welcome.
Big P won't leave the show.
All right. Yeah. We got to talk, boys. We need to talk about one thing.
Okay.
Wolverine.
We're going to talk about
Wolverine? Are we talking about his cheesy costume for Deadpool 3?
What are we talking about?
Is Wolverine gay?
Oh, you, like the character or the guy who plays him?
Yeah, what are we doing here? How are we doing this?
Are we accusing the Aussie actor of being gay?
Yeah, Hugh Jackman, is he gay?
Yes, exactly.
Because Hugh probably gets a lot of pussy thrown at him.
Hugh, wait. Rumor is he's dating one of the guys from the Queer Eye.
Okay. And when did you start that rumor?
supposedly they are dating.
I know. Do you think about this stuff? Like, how does this
you work? Do you lay in bed at night like that? That meme with Wolverine rubbing the picture, and you just rub a picture of you, wondering if he's gay or not.
I wake up in a cold sweat.
Frank Castle's a homo. Like, I don't know if I'll ever be able to watch those movies again if he's gay.
I can watch Your Greatest Showman. Whatever.
He's definitely gay in The Greatest Showman.
But I was just like, when I heard about this, I kind of just blew my mind away. I understand his old lady was really old. I get it.
Yeah.
The one that he's leaving.
He divorced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I didn't see that happening.
Okay.
I'm gay.
I mean, most of us.
You ran its course. You know.
Most of us are. Have been. You reached the finish line. Most of us have been with women for a very long time, but let's think about it, boys. Uh-huh. If we were with another man, how much easier would our life be?
Oh, so much easier.
Think about it.
I'm telling you right now. Think about it.
I wouldn't mind living with another man, but I wouldn't be doing the sexual stuff.
No, that's what I mean. You can literally have your best friend as a roommate till you die. You guys will be happy as shit together.
It's fine. It's fine.
As long as you guys never dock each other. You guys are fine. Yeah.
You guys want to move in?
As long as you never cross swords.
Yep. Even if I see you naked, I'll be like, hey, man, you're looking good, bro.
You can be completely butt naked standing next to each other, but the moment the streams cross.
That's it. I'm moving out.
It's a problem.
I'm gonna grab me some Billy Joel, pop that shit on, and I'm moving out. Now. I'm fucking out of here.
Well, like
I'm playing show tunes on the way out. Hey,
you said Hugh's old lady was old, so maybe he's dabbled enough in the vagina, and he's just ready to just nestle up with a best buddy, a best friend.
All right. All right. Broke back it is.
That's it. You know, his wife wasn't, Hugh Jackman's a good looking fella. It's in great shape. His wife,
especially after he just did his wife. Play Wolverine again. Oh, he's up there.
Oh, he got jacked for Wolverine.
He's super jacked right now.
His ex old lady, he should have gone to the coast and just kind of kicked her off where the great whites are at.
Like, I don't know what she looks like. Let me look.
Google.
Oh, don't do it.
Don't
like your eyesight? Don't do it.
Looks like a 80-year-old grandma.
She does.
Is her name Deborah Lee Furness?
Yeah, she looks like his mother. No joke. She looks like she could be his mom. And
She's not that bad.
No. Hugh Jackman's already what, 50 something? She looks like his mother.
No.
This is not an Anna Nicole Smith situation here.
All right. She doesn't look that. I mean, some of these pictures, she kind of looks terrible, but doesn't look bad.
Looking terrible. Pamela Anderson. Oh,
Pamela. Well, that's what AIDS and hepatitis C and sex and drugs will do to you.
Drugs, right?
that's what it'll do to you.
I mean, think about that. Listen, jizz is not a face cream, okay? But she thought so.
She thought it. She thought it worked just fine.
She thought so. Oh my god. So
about that. And then Marvel, I mean Disney fucking up all the Marvel movies. It's interesting.
Yeah, we talked about this already, but we can hear your two cents.
We were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
I think it's bad that that Disney is always trying to put in the two cents, they're trying to change direction of Deadpool 3. Like, give it up. Let them do what they're doing. The formula works. We don't need your two cents.
Well, there's already a lesbian in there. What more do they want?
Now we don't need
a gay Wolverine, the
AI generated wish.
No. There's not gay. Well, there's gay Wolverine if you want to say he's gay.
Yeah, and then there's
Yoko and
Supersonic. That's right.
They're a lesbian couple.
Wait, who?
That's right.
Who?
Yoki and Supersonic or Megasonic.
Yeah, they're lesbian.
It's already a lesbian couple, but they were already part of that before Disney took place.
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying. It's already there. It's already a lesbian couple there. They don't need to change.
Are they trying to add another one? Like make it a triple thing? Like what's Disney trying to do here? No, I don't know.
There's already, like Paul said, you know, Wolverine's gay, so they got all the dots and I's taken care of. It's all good.
Everything's checked off.
It's gonna be a tranny meeting now. Yeah, transformed from a woman to a man.
That's right.
Well, that's Mystique.
Oh, it is Mystique. Yeah.
Yeah. Marvel X-Men's got all the bases covered.
They do.
Yeah. Right.
So you don't have to even change anything.
You just plug in what character you want.
That's it for the movie. That'll cover what you need. Yeah, we'll see. Good old Disney. Hey, I can't knock Disney. Okay, so I'm not gonna.
At the end of the day, you could.
At the end of the day, it's all about the money and the hustle and bustle. So whatever they're trying to push out, it is what
it is.
The
hustle and the bustle, as they say.
But poor stock performance.
The hustle and the bustle.
Well, Disney's just in the shit right now. What I'm interested in is if Apple really buys them out, like how much more shittier Disney's going
to
get.
Apple said they will not buy them due to the fact they're not into theme parks and to merchandising.
That's terrible.
They don't want anything to do with it.
Well, I mean, I think that's a blessing because I feel like if Apple bought them, they would just been making terrible decisions even more continuing on.
Well, I don't know because Apple TV is not too bad. They get some pretty good programming on there. They spend money, but they just don't. Besides Ted Lasso and a couple other programs, nobody's really watching.
Apple TV hasn't taken off yet, I don't think.
Apple TV is where stars go to make good shows that die.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Ouch.
I mean,
Godzilla's pretty good.
Yeah, the Monarch. Monarch's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a good show. The show with Brie Larson's really good. But
what show is that?
I forgot what it's called, but it's a pretty good show. But that's just it. You don't know what it is, right? Exactly. You don't know what it is. You ever heard of The Foundation?
No. Nope.
Phenomenal sci-fi show. I haven't watched it, but I heard of it. So if you like Game of Thrones, but it's sci-fi, that's what it is. It's Game of Thrones, but sci-fi.
Wait, Star Wars.
No, that's not Game of Thrones. Well,
sci-fi Game of Thrones.
No, you might be right, because Game of Thrones had incest and so does Star Wars.
Yeah,
you have a good point.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of good stuff on Apple TV. It's just that nobody I know watches it. They know Ted Lasso, and that's all they know.
I still haven't even watched that yet. I'm still sitting on that stacked up to watch it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
That guy is hilarious. The guy who plays Ted Lasso is hilarious.
I forgot his name.
You know, he's good, but the other guy, the English footballer. Oh my God, I forget the
name. Oh, Hercules. The guy playing Hercules in Marvel. Yeah,
he was great in it.
Roy Kent. Yes. That's right. Hey, listen, in the mail, I got one of those pamphlets, right? About like adopt. Like if you send 30 cents a day, you will save this individual's life, right? They'll have everything taken care of for 30 cents.
Human or animal?
That's the catch. At first, I thought it meant children. It was a goat.
It's a little expensive. Is it a talking goat?
Ah, you fucking bastard. So the funny part is at first I thought it was human. I thought, wait, 30 cents a day, this person can get food, water, health care. I'm fucking moving.
Where's this goat at?
Don't ask me to adopt. I'm coming. Don't worry, kids. I'll bring all my monies. We'll be rich.
60 cents will cover me and you.
Where in Ghana are we building a hut? Because I'm coming. I just like adopt a goat. Why would I want to adopt a goat? That's like, anywho,
well,
yeah.
Well, while you're on the adoption thing, you know, I don't know if the listeners know, but I got a puppy for my kids. Every time that puppy acts up, I show him that commercial with that famous lady that plays the sad music.
Sarah McLachlan.
I show him the commercial. I say, you could be them right there. Every time he fucks up, that could be you, bro. Starvin. What's your dog's name? His name's Marvin.
His name is Starvin Marvin.
Starvin Marvin.
So when my dogs act up, I go to YouTube and I show him a video of euthanization.
That's pretty good. I might have to do that. I mean, I like the Sarah McLaughlin because the puppy's still alive portraying the depression, but I could see where just a dead dog in general would send a clear message.
I go straight to the fucking point.
I like how you guys think your dog is paying attention. That's my favorite part right now. Like you put in front of you, watch that TV. You watch it. Your dog.
I like to hope.
Dogs are dumb.
I don't know, man.
I mean, they're not that smart. And they're smart. They're not that smart.
Smart enough to see a dog die on the TV and freak out. I'll tell you that.
Now that I do want to see that.
I would imagine that. Yeah. You may not understand Paul going, that's you. That's you. In that video, you fuck up again, that's you. They might not understand that. But I'm sure they get the picture of the dog dying and they're like, what the fuck is going on?
Exactly. As I go in the refrigerator and get a needle, like click it. Like,
not even that. Just get the longest leash you can.
Put two and two together, bitch. Yeah. You see this?
Get the longest leash you can and put them in the middle of the road and just wait for a car to come drive and then pull that leash at the last second and say, ah, you're lucky. You're lucky.
I don't even think the dog would be smart enough to put that together.
No, he won't.
It won't. Because right they get hit by cars anyway. There's dogs that don't move out of the way. So the fact that you pulled it out of the way, the dog could just be like, well, I thought something good was going to happen. What the fuck?
Kind of like the dog on the National Lampoon Vacation when they tie him to the bumper and the cops pull over. Excuse me, sir, did you have a dog? Oh, where's the fucking dog?
Exactly.
Dog back there no more. Oh. Shit.
As the grandma's dead on top of the fucking roof. Love it. Love it.
It's dogs. I mean, your dog is new too, so he's probably a pain in the ass.
Oh, right now he's just he's not picking up on the potty training. I'm starting to think he's got Down syndrome like your
that's
cats.
That's the worst.
Frenchies kind of look like they have Down syndrome when you think about it.
French people?
No, French bulldogs.
Oh. Yeah, I think French people too, though.
Wow.
Yeah, I like how P's like, wow, those French are listening right now.
Pushing P.
97% of our audience is actually France. From here. 3% are German. So we're good.
Oh, we're good. We're doing pretty good.
Nice. And I am watching the World War II documentary in color now, and they did go there.
Guggentag.
Wait, who went there?
The Germans.
The Germans went where? To France?
To France.
That is true. You know your World War history.
There you go.
That's right. We are invading. Yeah. So, and our core audience is 91% male and the ages between 35 and 44.
Has to be male. There's no women listening to this
9%
cock banter.
Female. 9%
nobody wants to listen to this gay and cock banter back and forth all day.
I'm pretty sure the 9% hate themselves. This is just punishment. That's all.
They put themselves in front of the car and jump out the last second.
talking about dumb shit. Let's talk about dumb shit.
Okay.
I thought we were already talking about dumb shit, but let's keep it going.
No.
Adopting goats?
I mean, dogs?
Now that you mentioned goats, right, again. So I remember when I was hopping on Goofy Sky Coaster in California Adventure, right? And this little guy was in front of me with his daughter. Fucking it was Adam Sandler. Rode the ride with him. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm like, he's a short little dude. But going back to that. Stupid shit. Why do the Kings keep lighting this fucking beam?
Oh, you're going to basketball.
They're hoping
you're going to the NBA.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Well, they're hoping that they can call aliens.
Yeah,
that or that. You know the movie Space Jam, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to call the aliens.
They were good,
so that they can steal
the Monstars are good
talents from everybody else in the NBA and join the Kings.
So wait, what don't you like about the beam?
I just think it's dumb. That look, it was a gimmick. It was cute for a year. I'm over it already.
He's
like, oh, like the fucking beam.
You're just fucking team jealous, sucks, bro. You know? What does your team have?
His team is.
What do you guys do when you win? Fucking pop champagne. The Toronto. In the
we don't win. We don't win right now.
That's
we just
the
go
fucking
home.
Problem.
Yeah,
shut
they don't
the fuck
win.
Up, then.
That's right.
You don't have a winning fucking ritual, bitch.
Toronto jerk off. Yeah, they do. Every time they win, they jerk Drake off.
But hold on. Can I ask you a question about the
Drake? Drake's in the locker room celebrating.
Light the Drake.
Right. 2% ownership. Jerk him off.
Fuck. At 2% ownership, if I owned any sports team, I would accept hand jobs and at least a seat at the bench.
Oh man! But hey, the only thing I can say is, how many championships do the Kings have?
What was it like? 3?
0. We'll just get to that point.
They have a beam. What do you have?
How many do the Raptors have?
They have one.
Oh, you fucking hear him gloating for one.
One. Hey, it's still one.
I was expecting three.
And the guy that won it for them bailed on them right away.
Yeah, he was smart. Yeah. And then you have the Drake curse that just happened last week. Him wearing the Ohtani jersey around town, trying a Blue Jay jersey. And then all of a sudden, Ohtani's like, nope, I'm going to the Dodgers.
He was always going to the Dodgers. He was going to turn down $700 million.
After the Dodgers just gave somebody $700 million, I mean, fuck, bro. Sign me up.
Right.
Sign me up.
Right there. So they were showing a stat about, like, LeBron James made 400 and, like, I don't know, like 36 million. Something like that.
I think it was like 470, but it might be 36.
His whole career, Ohtani, 10-year contract, 700.
700?
Insane.
What a waste of money.
Cool. LeBron James? I agree.
No, LeBron is worth every penny. Ohtani is a waste of money.
LeBron's a whole team by himself.
Oh, LeBron's a whole, like, industry by himself. Exactly.
Yeah, but he wants to be Jordan so bad.
He's better than Jordan. You can't be someone you're better than.
Oh,
this goes back to the all-time talk.
And we're done with lists.
Yeah, but we're not going to go with that list, but look.
LeBron is so
I respect his game.
No,
but he's
so
no Jordan.
Much better. So much better.
All right.
In every aspect of his game.
Question for you. Do you still buy Jordans?
Yeah, I do, actually.
So would you stand in line or go online to wait for a pair
never
of LeBrons?
I've never bought a pair of LeBrons.
I've had a pair of LeBrons, and I gave them away. I'm like, one of my son's kids, he's finally wearing size 12. I'm like, oh, here's these shit shoes. I tried them once. I'm good. And I gave him the shoes.
I'm confused. Your comparison of basketball careers is shoes.
I'm just saying, overall, nobody's going to stand in line to wait for LeBron garbage.
What does it got to do with LeBron James being better than Michael Jordan?
He's not.
He is better. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
What does LeBron have that Jordan doesn't have?
Not as many rings.
Not an in-season tournament championship. So, boom.
That's fucking gay. That's so dumb. That's so dumb. The hype was cool this year. Maybe they'll be hype next year, but that's about it.
Oh, they put a banner up. So does Chicago have a banner?
No.
Michael Jordan will come back just to win that, just to rub in LeBron's face.
Michael Jordan did come back. What did he do?
He did nothing. For the Wizards?
Nothing.
When he came back to play for the Wizards?
He even said he regrets that.
I mean, fuck, dude. I would too. Shit.
But you know what? He averaged 23 points 1 year and 20 the other for being like 38 and 39.
Hey.
LeBron James, 38 years old, averaging 35 points a game. Who's better? LeBron James.
Who's on steroids? LeBron James.
Well, he's smart.
Who's got a fucked up hairline? LeBron James.
wait. Whose hair plugs didn't work? LeBron James.
Still a better player, though. If I had to draft right now, all-time players, LeBron James.
Who had to Michael leave Jordan. The Cavaliers Shaq. To get a ring? LeBron James.
Right?
Oh, well.
Exactly.
He did.
Who had to have
like
the best team on the Miami Heat and to have, like, literally superstars all around him to win a ring? LeBron James.
Oh, no. Chris Bosh.
LeBron James.
Wait. But how many did he win with the Heat?
Two.
Okay, so still, yeah, the superstar team only won two.
He won two with the Heat. One with the Cavaliers.
Don't say fucking Lakers in the bubble. That was stupid.
Five. He has five, doesn't he?
I think he has five, dude. I think the ring talk is no longer a valid.
Well, he only has two. He only has two with the Heat. Two out of 4 years. They lost one time to the Mavericks. They lost to the Mavericks. And then
he only has four. LeBron only has four.
He only has four. Okay, so it's Chicago.
so we can still hold on to the ring.
As soon as I pull it up, it goes LeBron James ring count four.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good.
He has.
We can still compare them.
Wait. Hold on. Let's see who's better. Hold on. Ready?
Better.
You gonna ask Google who's better?
No.
Just ask Google.
Hey Google, who's a better basketball player?
Hold on. Robert Horry has seven.
Who the fuck is Robert Horry?
Exactly.
Wow.
There we go. Good. Hey, that's a good one.
Wow.
Good one.
Wow. So once
just
again,
keep in mind, I'm not a sports guy too much.
I know, but let's just say, yeah, Robert Horry
stole the heart from the Sacramento Kings.
Robert Horry has seven. I mean, come on. Steve Kerr has like five or some shit. I mean, it's not like, it's not a ring thing. That's why.
I mean, they're no Tom Brady.
Yeah, they're no Tom Brady. So, no, Jordan is not as good as LeBron James. It's okay, though. It's okay. You can live with that. It's all right, you know?
Wow.
All right. I mean, Jordan can't guard every position. Jordan can't shoot like LeBron. Jordan's not as strong as LeBron.
We just won't go there anymore. Shaq is still better than LeBron. Then
Shaq?
I would take Shaq number one.
I mean, if you want to count rings, I think what I'm looking up Google right now, Bill Russell has 12.
He does have 12. 11. That doesn't count.
But he was playing with bums.
He was literally playing with, no joke, he was playing with guys who were like, were plumbers.
He was playing with bums, but there was fist fights were legal in the game at that point in time.
That was a halftime.
Just FYI.
Bum fights.
And at that time, it was like, oh, yeah, it's halftime. Do I need to get some water? Yeah, at the color fountain. Come on. That's all fucked up shit. That's just the way it was.
We don't take shows that way. We really go like to the extreme sometimes.
Oh my God.
But it's so true.
You don't have to go the racist route?
Boston was all fucking garbage. It still is. All the racism there. It's not even funny.
Racism is not funny. Good call. Oh my God. Wow, what is happening right now?
Does that mean Larry Bird was racist?
Yeah.
Bird is a shit-talking motherfucker.
Yeah, let's just go with
I feel like that new show on HBO could have showed a lot more if Larry was racist.
It would have been greater.
Wow. Yeah.
If I had to pick a basketball team and my number one pick,
like basketball team of all time?
Yeah. And you have to pick one guy first to start your team. He has to start your team. Who is your pick?
Tracy McGrady.
Not a horrible pick. Pick.
Wow.
just throwing that out there.
Wow. Might as T-Mac. Well just said, he should have just said Stevie franchise. Wow.
T-Mac, baby. T-Mac.
I mean, I'm still going to go LeBron. Yeah.
I like big players, so I will go with Shaq.
Shaq's always a good pick.
Always throw a big man in the middle.
Yeah, he's a good pick for sure.
Now, would he be able to stand up with the Joker? I don't know.
Yeah, he'd be able to. Come on. Shaq, holy crap.
Those two would fucking.
Monster.
Build a five starting lineup.
Oh, that's too easy. As point guard, Magic Johnson. Actually, you know what? No. I take that back. Steph Curry would be my point guard.
You put Steph out of anybody in the last years? You pick Steph.
As my point guard? Yeah, Steph Curry. Number two, shooting guard, Michael Jordan. Number three, small forward, has to be LeBron James. Number five, power forward, I would probably go with...
LeBron can play any position on the court.
I know. Number power forward would be Karl Malone.
Oh,
Carmelo. Center would be
Malone grabbing boards, baby.
Want Shaq as my center? I guess I'd take Shaq as my center. He could Shaq on the Magic. He can run the floor. He was very athletic then. The hardest position to pick is power forward. That's the hardest, because do you go with Tim Duncan? Do you go with Carmelo? Do you go with who else? I'm trying to think of like legitimate power forwards.
Ooh, Horace Grant.
Grant Hill.
Oh no, Grant Hill was an awesome small forward. That guy.
Small forward, but not over game. LeBron James. No, but, power forward is the hardest one to pick. I think out of the top five. I mean, so is point guard, to be honest. Because Magic Johnson is just the ultimate point guard. I mean, he won MVP, Rookie of the Year, and a championship. First year out the gate type of shit. Like,
it's just hard because I would do like Shaq, Duncan.
Yeah, you would do them.
I guess LeBron, then MJ, either Magic, Steph, or Kobe at point.
No, it has to be true position. They can't be out of position.
Fuck.
Kobe is a
Magic. Because you grab boards all day. You grab boards all day.
But he wasn't that guy.
Who?
Magic.
When he was stuck playing the.
No, I know. If you have Tim Duncan and Shaq, he ain't got time for Magic to grab no boards. When you got LeBron James doing everything for you, triple double every night, playing every position, the best player ever to play basketball, you don't need Magic Johnson. Okay, you might as well just pick John Stockton.
Steph Curry then. I mean, just ahead. Bang. You said John Stockton.
Top five. Yep.
You already stole Magic from me. Point. Shooting guard, Michael. Power forward, it's a toss-up for me because I feel like I'd put Kareem at power.
No, you can't pick players out of position.
I'll keep Kareem at center.
Yeah, Kareem's a good choice.
Kareem at center, Magic, point guard, shooting guard, Michael, and then power forward. You know, you guys are going to laugh. Chris Webber, power forward.
That's a good choice. That's a really good choice.
Too small.
Yeah, he's short, but
he's rough.
I mean, I'd take him or Wyman Tisdale. It's your choice.
Wow.
Tizzy
wow.
flip. Weber. Tizzy flip.
Weber. What was Meta World Peace power forward?
Not small forward.
Small forward.
Small forward.
Good player. Small forward. All right. Your all time white boy team. Go.
All whites?
Only white
kids. John Stockton.
Okay.
He's your Larry Bird.
He's, okay, you got two.
Is it like, are we saying Caucasian or do like D-Box and Stojakovic count?
No, they count. Yeah, they count. So you got your point guard's John Stockton. Okay. Your small forward's Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
Uh-huh.
Center, D-Box.
Vlade D-Box. Okay. Okay. Uh-huh.
What was Peja? I'm just going to do the Kings.
Peja is the 2000s small forward. Kings. He's a small forward. You already have Larry Bird.
Fuck. Oh, but Larry Bird's a better pick anyway.
Oh, yeah.
What do it's I got hard, left? Right?
It's hard. You got to pick a power
selection
forward.
Selection of the whites and a power forward is rough.
Well, it would be Joker.
Wait, he's your center. Yeah.
Bill Laimbeer.
Oh, really?
Power forward.
Okay. Power forward. That's a horrible pick. Go ahead.
Dude, he was a good power forward.
Okay. Go ahead.
Who are you going to go? Bill Walton? Anna,
I'm waiting. You go again.
Larry Bird.
Of course. Larry Bird.
White Chocolate.
As your point guard?
Point guard.
Okay. As my point guard?
Yep.
I just don't know if a fucking shooting guard I was white.
Come on. You got this.
White. Fuck. I got to Google that shit. White shooting guard.
Where does Clay Thompson fall into this?
Nope.
He's small forward.
He's also black and white.
Yeah.
So is Steph Curry.
But Michael Jackson doesn't make
Curry's
a difference.
No, Steph Curry's not.
It's a matter if you're black or white.
Right.
Oh, you guys are fools. You guys picked the wrong point guard. You fools.
Who's the white? Mike Bibby? You going with Bibby?
No. You fools. Come on.
Who's
you
the
do
whitest of the whites point guard?
You could do better. Come on. Point guard. Luka Doncic.
Luka. Oh,
Luka's,
he's your point
Luka's,
guard.
Wait, he's I thought he was shooting guard.
No, he plays point.
Yeah, that motherfucker's monster.
You gotta pick Luka. If let's say you put Luka at two guard, okay, because they have Kyrie, then your point guard is Steve Nash. Don't be foolish, Steve.
Well,
Nash.
Luka's a plug. Nah. Luka's a good plug-in player too, almost like LeBron.
No,
you
can
plug
Nash, him
in two-time MVP.
I would take Jeff Hornacek.
Oh, that's a two guard.
I know. Or Dan Murley.
Are you
Hold
just
on,
looking at white
more.
Guys?
Yeah, I did right now.
He just typed in white guys in the NBA.
I chose. I looked up white shooting guards.
Oh, okay.
Oh wait. JJ Redick.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Rex Chapman.
Not horrible. Yeah.
Doug
Jimmer
Collins.
Fredette.
No thanks.
Jimmer Fredette. No.
Oh, Tyler Hero.
Kyle Pistol Pete, bro. Pistol Pete.
This teammate winning shit.
What, Pat Riley?
Pat Riley was, yeah. He's a two guard for the Lakers.
That's right. Jeff Petrie.
Yes, he was good. He was good. You guys
are leaving out Pistol Pete, dog.
Pistol Pete.
And then number one Pistol was Pete. Pistol Pete Maravich.
How about, where's Drazen Petrovic? What's going on?
No, he's on there. He's number three.
Oh, yeah. He's
number
he's
two is.
Page is on the shooting guard.
Ginobili.
Ginobili left handed.
Ginobili.
What about Powell? Right. What about Powell, baby?
Powell
Gasol, baby.
Oh yeah, for a power forward, he was.
Powell will be your power forward beside Joker.
Oh yeah,
they
Oh yeah, way oh, better. God. Yeah, way better than Laimbeer.
Wow. You guys ever throw out Dirk?
Dominate. Oh, Dirk got power forward instead. Good call. Oh, he would even be better than Powell. Yeah.
No, I don't. You think so?
Yes.
Dirk's
a shooter. I think Dirk's a better shooter.
He could stretch the floor beside Larry. Oh, my goodness. With Doncic,
I think he's a better shooter, yeah.
And Steve Nash. Okay, that's like 10 championships in a row. Oh, I can't believe what we just did. We just broke the internet.
We defied physics.
That's right. Now adopt to fucking get a goat.
Fuck.
Wolverine. Goat's life and Wolverine is
think
gay.
About Wolverine.
I like how you think about that. Like, there's something you dwell on. That's so interesting. You walk into a comic shop. Where are the gay comics at? You mean Wolverine? Oh, you knew it.
It cries. Oh, God. I already knew what you were going to say.
I'm like, I'm Canadian. I can't believe that just happened.
That's right. Oh. All right. Well, that's pretty much all we got for you.
The toughest and roughest Canadian characters.
And then here comes a kid who walks in with a South Park sweater that says, suck my balls.
You know, it makes sense because Wolverine can take a beating.
Here's the best part. There's a Canadian superhero group in Marvel Comics called Alpha Flight.
That's right. And they had a gay superhero.
Gay.
Yep, exactly.
They made him gay.
Isn't like the leader in this meeting that we're having right now?
Yeah, Big P.
Oh no, I'm not the leader.
No, okay, the guests. It's always the designated for the guests. Always designated for the guests. That's why we don't have many guests, because we would try to always get very like you know, very broad guests, right? We want our guests to be LGBT, BLM type of guests, and you fit right in.
Wow. Wow.
As LGBT.
Hey, you know, for LGBT, I can invite somebody for the next meeting.
Oh, who is it?
His name is Hugh Carl Jackman? Ross.
Carl Ross?
Have you heard about Carl Ross?
Carl no, Ross.
Who the hell is that?
Yeah, Carl Ross? Carlo Rossi?
Ross. Carl Please, Ross. You have to remember.
Nope. Sorry.
His headshot. You've seen his headshot before.
Oh, Carl Ross. Yes. Former actor. Legendary Hollywood.
Are we thinking Hollywood the same person here?
Yeah, I think you're thinking the same person here. Yeah.
The same person that's in our group chat?
Yeah. Legendary actor.
Wait, you gotta ask that motherfucker. Hey, Carl Ross. You gotta call him that for not wanting the group chat.
I don't think it was Carl Ross, was it?
I thought it was. Wasn't it?
I thought it was Carlos something, but I can't remember. No, it wasn't
he's
Carlos.
He's going to listen to this, and we're going to he's going to fucking talk like, so much
he's
shit.
Like, he's like, oh, these motherfuckers, you know what it talking is? Shit about me.
I'm not even on the show, and they're just talking shit.
Right? So here's the crazy part. Like, most actors don't use their real names, right?
Nah.
And it's because, so Carlo, his real name is Carlos. He was told his name is too ethnic. Carlos is too much of an ethnic name. He needs to white it. You know what I'm saying?
Carlo sounds pretty ethnic too, though.
I just did. No, you know what? My mistake. It was Carl. It was
Carl. Carl's pretty Caucasian.
It was Carl. Yeah.
He should have just called himself fucking Mike.
Was it
Mike?
Carl Shore? I can't remember.
Chris. My name was Jeff. Chris.
Jeff is very white. Yeah, Jeff is super white. Yeah,
my name's Chris. Jeff.
Yeah. Chris is a white name. Yeah, Chris.
Tyler.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. That's like the ultimate white name. Yeah,
right.
Tyler.
Right.
Paul. Super white.
Oh fuck that shit, cocksucker. Yeah,
super white. Hold on, I'm gonna look this up real quick. Google.
We got whitest names.
Whitest name for.
We're just going. We're just doing pro white tonight.
Oh,
huh?
Paul.
Pro white tonight.
Well, I remember pro-white Paul brought NBA? Up the whole German pro-white thing. And he names? Really dug in. He said Nazis apparently at one time, so he's really digging in. He's just
wait.
Heels
I
dug
never,
in.
I never said Nazi.
You
the show's getting away from us, boys.
Yeah. Wow.
The show's getting away from us. Let's bring it back to where we started.
First, we hate women rappers.
That's right. Hey, let's really do a list.
Now we want
week.
An all-white NBA.
Oh, we don't want. No, we just created a team.
Hey, that happened back in the 40s and the 50s.
Not just in the 40s and the 50s. You remember the Timberwolves tried that in the early 2000s?
It's getting taken out of context.
It did not work.
Oh, man.
It fell apart.
Oh, you guys want a really white name? Ron DeSantos.
Ron, wait.
That's not a white name. You say DeSantos is nowhere near white, bro. No,
you are the
Ron. I'll give you Ron.
Here.
I'll give you Ron or Ronald.
I'll give you Ron, but you said
but DeSantos?
That's
no.
Like saying, hey guys, you guys want to hear a really white name? Greg Sanchez.
Greg is definitely white.
Yeah, I know, but
Sanchez like is what part. He likes.
But
he likes
that's what I'm
Sanchez.
Saying. Greg Sanchez. Oh, that's definitely a white guy.
Hey, you guys want to know a really good white name? Cam Robinson. Like, I don't think the Robinson fits. Like, yeah, no. So, but you did good. You did good.
I was just trying to give you the name of the fucking.
There you go.
The grand
Donald
dragon.
Trump. It's a great white name for you, Donald
there
Trump.
You go. There you go.
Is that better?
Hey, not his real last name either.
Trump?
No.
What's his real last name?
It's actually Frump, something like that.
Front door.
His real last name is not Trump. He changed it. Yes.
I mean, if it was Frump, I would have changed it too. That's pretty rough.
Well, we are talking about Nazis.
Donald Frump. Kumpf.
Man's running for president, and he has like 15 court trials going on. He's trying his best.
You know what? Send me the picture of that flyer you got for the GOAT. I'll donate $3.
Best president with street cred ever.
It's 30 cents a day. It's $9 a month.
That's a lot.
I'll give $9 for a GOAT. Then I can go back there and get some BDA later.
That's a Disney Plus monthly subscription.
You're gonna go visit the goat to beat
he's gonna,
it off.
He's gonna
later?
Plump I'm it confused. Up, and then he's gonna eat it.
Don't you know what? Yeah, exactly. That shit's bomb.
So you're gonna
get your goat to kill your goat. Like you're gonna claim the goat
at $9 a month over a 12 month period. That's $100.
Not even that. Just show up
and
the
it's your
first
goat.
Month
and it's your goat. And you just go eat it.
Yeah, I just gotta go get it. Like, what's here for the goat?
I want to eat the goat. I just paid you for it.
I would literally like the goat I'm sponsoring. Bring it to me right now. Just cut its throat right in front of them.
I know.
Just fucking cut its throat.
Then hold its head up.
This is mine.
I paid for this. The 30 cents got me this right.
Right?
And it, like, exactly.
He like takes the blood and like rubs it on his face. This is for Wolverine and his gay friends.
The goat's a sacrifice to make Wolverine straight again.
That's right. That's all it is.
That's what it's really about.
Oh, wow.
As he marches away straight leg.
We got you. We got you, bro. We're on to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
He's trying any way that he can to save his favorite Canadian character.
That's right. And don't forget, alongside him, Bill Ambier, a very German name. Well, it all comes together.
You really want a real German name, Adolf Hitler?
Is that name German?
It's not. It's actually Austrian.
It's Austrian.
I don't think it's German.
You could have said Dirk Nowitzki. That would have been.
Oh, wow. Right. Yeah, or Steve Nash.
No. That's a white name for sure, though.
While we're here, we'll Google the machine.
Yeah, Google it.
German.
Bing, bong, boom. Bing, bong, boom. What's the most German name? You know, it's something like...
There's actually some German names on here that you would not think they're German.
Oh.
Ella, Emma, Leon, Henry.
Leon.
Amelia and Archie is saying that they're German names.
Huh. Archie, I can see, but Leon.
Hannah.
Montana.
Oh, this is a German ass name. Gunther. Okay. That's German.
Gunther.
Gunther. Yes. Gunther's a German name.
I love that name too. Gunther.
Lucas. Whoa. Otto. Sophie.
Otto.
Sophia?
Otto for sure. Oh my God.
I know your audience can't see like what we look like. Obviously, because it's not a pod. This is not a YouTube channel. Just a podcast.
This isn't the Joe Rogan experience.
Yeah. But, you know,
no one wants to experience this.
Hey, Chuck, I do like the lederhosen you're wearing. That's very nice on you.
Wow. See that? A German joke.
Is that a joke? that we're trying to implant things on? I like the double lightning bolt collar you got there, Paul.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you. Thank you very much.
It brings out your eyes. How about that?
Good job.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, he's a 3D printer in the background. He's working right now. Look at that thing go.
Look at that thing.
Big P has a 3D printer. And you guys should check out his Etsy page, Purple Ding Dongs. And he just prints them all day.
Adolf Hitler's scripture or sculptures.
Yeah, the Adolf collection.
With a pineapple on his ass.
made out of goatskin. Like, all coming together. I told you.
$49 a month. $49 a month
for
$49 a month. So it's a subscription. Different service? Sculpture. Of
they get like one a month. How does that work?
One a month.
And you only bought one goat. How many goats are you adopting for that goat skin?
I don't know. Fuck it. I'll spend whatever.
That's enough for one subscriber.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man. That's true, though. Think about it. $49. It's $9 a month to get a goat. Oh, you can get 5 goats a month.
There you go.
I see what you're doing. That's pretty.
There
smart.
You go.
How many goats do I need to sacrifice to bring Wolverine back?
To make Hugh Jackman straight. Not even Wolverine.
He just sends body parts of the goats to Hugh.
But I like how it's Wolverine. It started with Wolverine is gay, and then we really find out it's Hugh that's gay because he's dating a guy from a show called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Maybe Wolverine is secretly gay in the comics.
Was it that show, Queer Eye? You're saying?
Yeah,
Queer Eye from the Straight Guy.
Yep. The guy who's actually he's pretty smart. He's actually dating the chef from the show.
So he's dating Hugh and he's dating somebody else?
Chef? Wait, what's happening here?
So the chef, is it a three-way?
The name of the what's the name of the chef on that show? Is it Antonio?
I've never seen the show.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen the show?
Never seen it.
I have.
Okay, now it all makes sense. Sure. All right, well, that's the show, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Taco Tuesday. Chuck, before we go, Taco of the Day.
Taco of the Day?
Before we go, just real quick, throw it out there. It doesn't matter what it is.
Oh, a Carl Ross.
A German sausage wrapped in a tortilla. Yeah.
Boom, done.
A Carl Ross quesadilla.
A Carl Ross quesadilla. Yeah.
Not eating Carl Ross's ass, all right?
Yeah, it's weird.
Is that subliminal for eating his ass? Or what are we doing
anyway,
here?
Mine's goat cheese taco. We're out of here. Taco Tuesday. Chuck, say goodbye.
Peace.
P.
Later.
Bag of dicks.
All right, later.
Little chubs.
Thanks for stopping by and tacoing about it. Don't forget, new shows every Tuesday. Tell your friends, like, subscribe.
Nerds Talking, brand new episodes every Friday on Nerd Reviews Network. Subscribe and turn on your notifications so you don't miss out. Ka-chow.